For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. As we continue our journey with the children of Israel, we have witnessed their debilitating captivity, as well as supernatural victory. In our Christian lives, we too must celebrate the blessings that God has bestowed upon our lives. Unfortunately, the Israelites would soon be distracted with difficulties after their deliverance. This lack of faith would eventually cost them the opportunity to enjoy the promised land. This morning we will return for the conclusion of Pastor Holland's message taken from Exodus chapter 16, entitled, How Soon We Forget.
J. Vernon McGee, Brother McDonald's favorite preacher, he said this, the children of Israel despised God's heavenly food and complained about eating it. They grew tired of eating manna. They longed for the flesh pots of Egypt. They wanted to go back to that from which they had been delivered. And he said, that is the story, I'm afraid, of some people who have been converted, have been delivered out of Egypt, the world, the old life. Every now and then they take a side trip back to get the leeks and the onions and the garlics. And there's Christians today who need to make a complete break with the old life. Friend, we can't go on living like the world, living on the things of Egypt, and be serviceable to God and have the peace of God in your heart. There must be a break with Egypt. We must live on the true manna that comes from heaven, and the true manna, even the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing we noticed this morning is a crisis arose. There was hunger. There was need of something to eat. The second thing we noticed is the promise of God. Look with me in verse number 4. We find here that God promised them that He would give them bread from heaven. After all this come about, rather than waiting on God, they had already voiced their opinion. And now we find in verse 4, then said the Lord to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Now, I want you to understand that verse has a powerful punch. If you'll understand what he's saying, I'm going to rain down bread from heaven. That's a miracle, brother, within itself. He said, but I'm going to set up some guidelines about how you're going to gather it and how you're going to take it. And the reason he did that is because he wanted to be sure that they were going to be obedient to him. Oftentimes God will give us things and we still turn and do things that are quite opposite from what he would have us to do. And so God was promising he would feed them. He would give them everything they needed. But in doing so, he was going to test his people. He was going to test them by charging them to gather bread every day on a particular day to go out and gather enough for just one day. Now again, understanding these people are hungry. What has happened oftentimes, I've seen people in other countries, they have no food, and somebody brings in food, and they bring in a truck, and they start to give people food, and literally people will push people out of the way, they'll step on top of them, they'll fight, and they'll get as much of it as they possibly can in order that they might hoard it for a time down the road. And that's exactly what God did not want them to do. He wanted them to trust Him. If I give you bread today, I'll give you bread tomorrow. And if I give you bread tomorrow, I'll give it the next day and the next day up into the sixth day. He said, on the sixth day, I want you to go out and gather enough for 2 days. One day only. Don't want you to gather more than just a day's worth. I want you to get enough because I want you to rest on the Sabbath day. The test was put to the children of Israel. And God was going to prove Himself in verses 6 and 7. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, at even then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then shall you see the glory of the Lord, for that He heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that you murmured against us? Moses said, all right, guys, you settle down. I tell you, in the morning you're going to be surprised. God's at it again. I tell you, God doesn't sleep. God doesn't take vacations. God ain't gone anywhere. He's on the work. He's on the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what's going to happen today. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow and next week. And the thing that He wants us to know is we can trust Him that He'll do what He said He would do. We come to the Bible, and the Bible said in the evening, the Lord would use His provisions to prove what He had said. And we want you to see He also saved them and brought them out of the land of slavery. I tell you, my, what a great miracle that was that God delivered them. In the morning, He said there's going to be provision. And I tell you, when you see the provision of God, He said, don't look at me and don't look at Aaron and don't look at your neighbor and don't look at your friend. He said, you better look at God, because it's God that's going to bring that tomorrow. The same God that rolled back the Red Sea, the God that allowed you to come through on dry ground. When you wake up, you see that bread, you're going to see the glory of the Lord in the morning. It was God that was going to do it. He said, you shall see the glory of the Lord. He said, for He heareth your murmurings against Him, and He heareth your murmurings against us. And He asked the question that ye murmur against us. And what are we that we must murmur against us? God is going to prove Himself. Now, God gave a warning. Now, God's grumbling is not against God's servants, but against God Himself. God, not His servants, is the one leading the people. Did you know today, it's not me today that wants to lead the people of Victory Baptist Church. It's God that wants to lead Victory Baptist Church, and it's just me that God's willing to use. And I'm glad He is. For some 30-something years, I'm glad. But God had delivered them from the enslavement. They had complained and they had murmured. They distrusted God. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. God has been faithful. We sing all those songs. He's been faithful. He's been faithful. He's been faithful, has He? Well, if He has, do you think He's going to stop today? Do you think He's going to falter? Do you think He's going to fail? I don't think so. I think He'll continue to be faithful in all that we do. You see, we need to understand today that our complaining and grumbling is not against God's servant. It's really against God. Listen to what He said in Psalm 95, verse 8 and 11. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When thy fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. He's given this as an illustration. Understand, this is Psalm. He's talking about this passage of Scripture. Harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, and in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, and to whom I swear in my wrath that ye should not enter into my rest. Friend, I'm going to tell you today, this wasn't part of the message, but I'll just throw it in there because God seems to be tugging at my heart about it. That's pretty good. Well, not good. That's pretty bad punishment for murmuring and complaining. There's some other things that happened. And God said to those people, they were headed for the promised land. You know that song, I am bound for the promised land. I tell you today, I'm bound for the promised land. They wanted the blessings of God, and God was still going to bless them. God was still going to meet their needs. But you know what? God said, for 40 years, I was grieved with you. And for 40 years, I made you wonder. I tell you, I wouldn't mess around distrusting God too much. He may make you wait 40 years. He may put you in the wilderness for a long, long time if you ever get to the point that you distrust Him and don't understand that He's a God of power. The Bible said in Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. And the Bible said, Proverbs 28:14, happy is a man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. In Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I want you to know, 1 Corinthians 10:10 through 12, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them for examples, that they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Friend, today, understand, God is still in control. And yes, the songwriter penned it well. I can trust Jesus. And I can trust Jesus to meet every need that I have in my life, even if I am hungry, or even if something else comes my way. God laid down the prerequisite for receiving the bread of God. The people had to come, and in order to do it, they were to draw near to God. Look at verses 9 through 10, 9 and 10. And Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of God appeared in a cloud. You know what? He said, hey, I'm going to give you another opportunity. But he said, I want you to see my glory. I want you to draw near to me. Friend, when you're hungry, and I'm just speaking figuratively today, and you understand that. But when you're going through the greatest trial of your life, when you're experiencing the greatest disappointment you've ever experienced, when you're seeing things happen to you and you don't understand why, friend, today know that you need to draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. Friend, God will never forsake His own. The Bible said in 13 through 15, He gave the manna from heaven. The next morning after the dew had melted, the ground was covered with a thin flakes. It looked like frost. Perhaps when they looked out, they said, oh, looks like it snowed. But yet when they went out, there was this little round thing, and it was small as the hoary frost on the ground. The Israelites had never seen nothing like it. And they called it manna. You know what manna means? What is it? That's what it means. Manna means, you know, basically, what is it? It's the bread that God sent their way. And it was promised by God. Man is hungry. Man today is hungry for all kinds of things. But at the very base of his cravings, here's what you find. Purpose and fulfillment. Friend, everybody ought to have a purpose in their life. And I don't care who you are, young people, and I appreciate these bus children and everybody that's here. But I don't care who you are. It don't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you have. You are special in the sight of God. And God cares about you. Purpose and fulfillment. Everybody wants purpose. They want fulfillment. They want acceptance and recognition. Isn't it bad to be kind of left out? Isn't it bad for folks not to accept you for who you are? They want love and friendship. They want joy and pleasure. And you know what they go after? They go after drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, pleasure, bright lights, success, popularity, riches, property, stimulations, excitements, position, honor, fame, beauty, power, and control. But friend, none of those things that I name will ever satisfy your soul. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can take a life and make you whole. But tragically, we all hunger for the wrong things rather than longing for God. And the Bible says that we're to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. Thirdly, we see the testing of the people. The people, by the way, failed the test. They disobeyed God. God's first command was obeyed in verse 16 through 18. God had just brought through the Red Sea. God, even in spite of their griping and complaining and murmuring, God said, it's okay. I want you to draw near to me and see my glory, and I'm going to give you something to eat. And He rained down quail and manna from heaven.
Have you met the Creator? Will you accept God's direction in your life or complain about the daily struggles? God will provide deliverance if you only ask Him. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, where you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.